Welcome to episode 3 of the Pioneer Accountants podcast with Samuel Falana from Reign Supreme.
Hello. Hi, Kirsten.
Welcome. So, first things first, Sam, introduce yourself.
Hi, my name's Samuel, as Kirsten's mentioned, and I've spent most of my accountancy career inside big corporates. For example, a FTSE 100 hospitality company, and recently a smaller FTSE 250 company, but I have run my own businesses in the past, before that. In fact, that's where my passion for accountancy came from.
Ooh, that sounds interesting. What do you mean?
Well, like many small businesses, we were hit by the financial crisis of 2008. And I had to decide, what do I do next? I decided to take up accountancy as a profession. I've always wanted to run my own business again. And I really enjoyed running my own business then. In fact, it's every time I look back, it's one of the best times of my life. And being directly involved with serving customers was really good to me as well. And I really missed that when I was working inside corporates.
Excellent. So, yeah, so you, the other thing that's great about that is that you've been through what a lot of small businesses have been through. So you, you are going to understand them pretty well.
Yes. Yeah.
Excellent. So Reign Supreme is your new business.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay. So tell me more then about who you want to work with. Who are your favorite type of clients?
Sure. Crucially, I think my favorite clients are business owners who are very open-minded to explore different avenues rather than just sticking with what they've always done because it works, even if it isn't working for their business. Mm-hmm. Change is inevitable, whether you want it or not. So I like working with people who are willing to adapt in order to be successful.
Anything else?
And I find that people who are willing to be forward-thinking and proactive and willing to work on their business rather than within their business or inside their business doing the day-to-day things, I find I get on with them very well. And I find that they are like-minded people to myself.
Right. And they're likely to get more out of the relationship, I guess. Excellent.
Yes.
Excellent. Yeah. So in some ways then, this all makes you an ideal accountant to talk to about these big questions, because although you've been a management accountant in industry for several years, this is going to be your first time in practice. And it's in practice, I think, that the challenges to accounting are being felt most. Okay, so let's start asking them and see where we get. So first big question: what is accounting for?
A very, very, very good question. Let's go back to where accounting started from, which was thousands and thousands of years ago. It was to just keep records, and it's always been ingrained in society. From way, way back. Accounting is a way of providing the users of those records details about what's happened. So in terms of income, expenses, and they could be kept and you can use it and over a period of time, as long as the way you've kept the records are intact, where they're still readable.
Yes. Oh, yes, like those Sumerian ones where they're nice little clay tablets and they're still around and they can still read them. Okay, so it's always about the past then.
Yes. Accountancy, yes, has developed as a means of recording what has happened in the past and what's happening now. But I think there's a shift, and it's happened over a period of time as well. It's not just something that's happened recently, where information can be used to predict what might happen in the future. A lot of the big corporates, especially when I was working in corporates, they do use that a lot for predicting the future, or ensuring they can forecast for the future. But from a small business perspective, that hasn't always been the case.
Right.
Technology, I think, is making it a lot easier, mainly because it's reducing the amount of human effort that goes into recording the data or the records in the first place. But it's also increasing the accessibility for business owners to access that data, as well as to access these products. And this wasn't there. If we go back 10 years ago, everything would be a desktop based, would be quite expensive. Now it's all in the cloud, relatively cheap and easy to store and pull out the information on your mobile, tablet, even if you're in a meeting. And while you're on the go, even if you're on a train, you can easily work through things as a small business.
Right. That's interesting. So, okay, we aren't quite with the answer yet. So let's ask the question a different way.
Yeah, sure.
Has what accounting is for changed as a result of this, do you think? Because from what I can see, for most small businesses, at least up to now, it's really all been about compliance.
Yeah, I would agree. Especially, I think I would probably look at it more from a small business perspective, given all the different challenges that they have to deal with. And most small businesses don't have a big financial resource like a corporate would.
Yeah.
And often owners would focus on what's necessary to meet a legal requirement rather than going beyond that.
Right.
And sometimes they are unwilling to actually invest in more resources to go beyond that.
Okay. Because they don't realize actually how helpful going beyond that could be in helping them to actually deal with all those other challenges.
Yes, exactly. I think with small businesses, it's them making a decision when faced with lots of different constraints, having to pay staff members or having to buy more stock. They need to weigh up where priorities are, and often there are cash flow constraints. So often the first area they would look at is finance, and we just need to make sure we do the accounts or we get our VAT returns done for the government, and that would be it pretty much.
Yeah.
If there's no necessity for doing something, why do it?
Yes, when you're already really busy and quite hard pressed.
Exactly.
Okay. So, but really, the answer to this question, what is accounting for, is what it's really for, you're saying, I think, is it's for collecting and interpreting the data that will actually help you run your business better.
Yes, exactly. People have just been collecting that data and processing for the purpose of just fulfilling a statutory requirement. And where they do look at that information, or where they do analyze that information, is often just to look at the past at what's happened. It's never really forward looking. There is a lot more emphasis, and I think accountants are driving that change for businesses to become a bit more forward looking, But I think there's going to be a real educational piece at changing that mindset to help businesses understand the benefits of looking forward with that information. Also using that information with other measurements within their business to try and tie up and understand and gain insight into their whole business operation and how they can how they can emphasize the growth within the business or streamline efficiencies within the business.
Okay. So yes, most businesses really are kind of fighting fires, aren't they? And they're running fast just to stand still. And it's quite hard. It's quite hard to stop running and take the time to kind of put the effort in so that actually from then forwards you could walk comfortably.
Yeah.
You know, it takes a bit of faith, doesn't it, to see that that is actually going to happen. That is actually going to help. So, yeah, I can see why they don't do it. But really, how much you get out of your accounting is really down to what you as a business owner want for your business, what you think better means for your business.
Exactly. And it's obviously better is different for different people and how what they visualize for their businesses as being better will always be different and unique to every business and business owner.
Yep. Okay. So accounting is for helping you to make your business better. So that leads nicely onto the next big question, which is, can accounting help to solve some of the big problems we face, you know, globally today, such as inequality or the climate crisis, that kind of thing?
Yes. I think it's about what you want to measure. Many businesses, especially many small businesses, are probably already doing things to help with the climate crisis that they don't think are worth measuring. Right. Just because they might think it's too small to make a difference, or it's not in the forefront of their thought process within their business as they go about their day-to-day operation. For example, there's a lot more awareness about how much printing goes on paper, and traced back to trees and making sure you're saving the planet by printing as little as possible. Do small businesses actually have a target in place of how much paper they want to use annually and measure against that? It could be a small effect within their small business, but given that there are millions of companies within the UK, that all adds up. And I think that's worth tracking.
Yeah, and the same for things, you know, electricity, you know. It's not just a cost thing, is it? But it actually, quite often you can do these things because they're going to save you money as well as benefiting the planet. So it is actually worth measuring these things. It's actually worth consciously doing them as opposed to just letting them happen.
Correct. And if we look from an equality perspective, accountants could play a role in only working with companies that have specific values around those areas.
Mm-hmm.
For example, we would not work with companies that seek to evade tax.
Okay.
And I wouldn't expect other accountants to do that either, because they would be bound by their professional bodies.
Mm-hmm.
But we, and I believe many other accountants, will go further and refuse to work with companies that didn't treat their staff well. And although it may not be illegal, we feel it's immoral and we would not want to support that.
Okay.
And I think from a perspective, there are lots of various different areas, but I think accountants being very active within a company get to have a first insight and get really good close relationships with business owners. They can really drive the impact, or they can really drive the behaviors, because the business owners, ultimately in most cases of small businesses, make the decisions of the direction the business goes into or the direction the business takes. And if an accountant is working closely with them and helping them, I think from if they help to change that mindset, it helps to eventually lead to bigger and better prospects for the business and the environment around them.
Okay. It's interesting that, because actually it kind of goes back to another very old idea around accounting, which is accountants are kind of the representative of the people, the environment within which a business works. You know, part of this whole thing about limited companies is a privilege. And for that privilege, you kind of have to account for how you're doing to the people that have given you that privilege, which is the society that you're in. So it's almost like accountants can be the representative of that society inside a business, helping to influence it to work maybe in a particular way. That's quite a big role, isn't it? And it almost feels like we've forgotten that role, but it was always there.
Yes.
Excellent.
And I think it's always making sure that, you know, accountants and business owners realize that privilege and the responsibility they have, always within everything they do.
Excellent. So actually, the simple answer to that big question is yes, accounting can help. And accountants particularly by standing for something in a way can help. But the hard work is going to be in deciding what it is you want to measure and then working out how to go about actually measuring it in a way that doesn't give you unwanted side effects by distorting behavior. I mean, we chatted before about paper. You know, if somebody was measuring how much paper they wanted to use, staff might get around it by bringing their own paper in, and then that wouldn't be measured. Exactly. So
you
have to be really careful about what you measure and how you measure it.
And I also think from, especially using that example, it's also about communicating the reasons why you're measuring to ensure that people understand the purpose of the measures, and they understand, it helps them better understand the results the measurement provides them.
And actually it might even, carry on, sorry.
I was just going to say, because it often it might be lost in translation, where your staff or team or the stakeholders within the business may think there are other uses for those measurements, especially performance. And people sometimes think maybe you are trying to measure and monitor them in order to review them and their performance, rather than it being about actually the business needs to be sustainable and also help the environment by reducing the impact it has on the environment around it.
Yes, so people can be quite suspicious of your motives. And I guess the answer to that is to be very transparent about what you're doing, and possibly even share as much information as you can.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I think we probably already know the answer to this next question, but can accounting help make the world a better place?
What you have to remember is that a business in business to make a profit.
Yep.
And for most business owners, that has to come first. And this in order to be able to do what they need to do in terms of paying their staff, buying stock, investing in plant and machinery, maybe. But there are things that must be measured around that as well, around, you know, profitability or the cash flow, or looking at their budgeting, etc. But how do you make that profit also matter? The impact it has on what the business does and on the people and the environment around it. And that can be global now as well, even for a small business, given the advancement of technology and the cloud and people being able to use the internet to do commerce worldwide. So if you care about that, you need to find a way to measure it. And you need to find a way that is going to be effective, or a way that it makes it very much easier to understand and interpret the results or the measurements that come out from what you're recording.
So really, you're kind of looking for, you know, like you say, a business is in business to make profit. But there are lots of things that we can do that will make profit that aren't good things to do. So it's about finding,
some people do, but it's not, I think a way forward desirable. Is not doing that.
No, yeah. So the trick is to find something that's profitable to do, which has either a positive impact on the world or at least doesn't have a negative impact. And it's really about finding that balance between those things, I guess.
Correct. Yeah. Okay. Definitely.
So we could say, if we wanted to sum up, it's almost summing up the whole conversation here, that if you want to run a better business, in every way a better business, you need to measure things better, and you also need to measure better things. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, that's really good, actually.
I agree.
Because that's what accountants are for, isn't it? To help us measure the right things and measure them better.
Yeah, because accountants are in a position where they've trained and they specialize. And I think they are in a good position, especially if they're not working within the organization. So if it's a practice, for example, they're in a good position to almost have a bird's eye view or almost an external person looking into the business, no emotions attached, and they could analyze and disseminate the facts and present it as it is without clouding the results with emotions. They can just give the results as it is.
Yes. So actually, accountants are wonderful things, really. I think they are actually a little bit like Tiggers. So
thank you.
So thank you for that, because that's been really interesting. I've enjoyed that conversation, and I always do, because I like accountants, basically.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here as well. I enjoyed the conversation.
Okay. Brilliant. Well, thank you very much. that's it.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you. Right. Where am I? More. Stop recording.